This is a famous Mishnah because this sets out the principles for kashering that we use. And that is, if one buys a cooking utensil from a non-Jew, if it's something which is normally immersed, right, which means there's different opinions what this means, but let's just take the first opinion that it's just used for cold food normally and cold water, like a cup or a jar or something like that. So you buy it from a non-Jew, then the way to kash it is yapil, it's just to wash it. You wash it clean, and it's clean. It's never used with hot food, so you just got to make sure it's clean. Lahagil, if you buy something which its normal use is to be scalded, meaning like in boiling water, yagil, then you kash it with boiling water. Lelaban ba'ur, if its normal use is with fire, then yelaban ba'ur, then you must use fire to kash it. Habashpud v'haskala, and a spit and a grill, which are normally used, obviously hot, melaban bu'ur, they have to be made white hot in a fire. Hasakin, a knife, shapa v'hi toire, polishes it, and it becomes pure. So the Kati says polish it means you rub it on a grindstone, or you've heard that famous thing, you stick it into the ground 10 times, and that's to clean off the blade. And that's how you kash it. So, I mean, always the principle to remember with kashing is the way it became treif, that's the normally the guideline, that's the way that you kash it. And then the last point is, none of this is talking about dipping it in the mikveh. In addition to all of this, after it's been kashed, it's got to go into the mikveh. But we're going to do that later. So that's Avodah Zorah. Hadron Alechem Maseches, Avodah Zorah. Shkach.